Pastor Ben from Shuswap Community Church. This is the first of what we're calling the Deep Dive Podcast, part of our pandemic programming, if you will. And so if you are a listener to our sermon series, we're going to be adding a few other elements along the way, this being one of them. We decided to just take some time and maybe explore some of the scriptures we don't necessarily get a chance to in a way that would be to the extent that we would like it to be on a Sunday morning. So over the next few weeks, we're actually going to work through the book of Romans. I'm joined by Steve Jans, who is an elder at our church, but is also the director of Miller College of the Bible in Sunnybrae, British Columbia. And every year he teaches the first years the book of Romans. So I thought, why don't we jump into that? And we have a Bible school prof on our team, an engaging character, and a friend of mine. So, Steve, why don't you introduce yourself and say hello to the folks, and then we'll get right into it.
Yeah, thanks, Pastor Ben. It is a joy to be with you, and pretty excited about Romans. I mean, I love the book of Romans. It's actually the second years that I teach, not the first years. First years aren't ready for Romans yet, you know? So we go second years. But it's been a joy. I remember when I was asked to teach Romans when we were first starting college out here at Sunnybrae, and I was exceedingly intimidated, and I still come to this letter with a high degree of respect and revere and understand that it is so lofty and there's such deep truths that still astonish me. I'm still learning new stuff, so joy to be here.
It's funny you say that. I've said often there's a couple of books of the Bible that really intimidate me to preach, and Romans would be right at the top. So as much as the first years aren't ready for it, I don't know, as a pastor of over 20 years, if I'm ready for it, which is what kind of excites me about us doing this, because I really just, I want to learn, I want to engage the Word. I so appreciate your passion and your knowledge. Tell me a little bit more about your relationship with the book and what you've seen it produce in your own life, and then maybe even in the lives of students.
Yeah, you know, my heart actually, the Lord was very gracious to me back in the early 2000, like 2000-2001, where though I had been a pastor for almost 15 years at that point, and I think being trying to be faithful to the Word and pastoring. But God was gracious in revealing the gospel to me in some new ways, starting back right around that time. And then during my pastorate until we moved out here in 2011. And, though I had spent time reading the Romans in my devotions, I had never studied it. And so, like I said, when our academic team, and our dean of education said, "Hey, Steve, we'd like you to teach Romans to our second years, would you do that?" That's when I really started taking a deeper dive into Romans. And what excited me even from the outset was I knew that Romans was all about the gospel. And so the work that God had done in my heart, began to do in my heart in the early 2000s with a new framework of the gospel for not just those who don't know Jesus, but the gospel for us who know Jesus and how the gospel rescues us, excited my heart. And then as I got into Romans, it was like, wow, there's way more in here than I even thought in regard to gospel implications for us as followers of Jesus.
That's so good. I mean, it's the type of book that really should be, because it's how we experience the power of God in our lives, and that can be an intimidating and scary thing. Yet we also know that God's Word always works good in the life of the believer, and I know that my favorite chapter in probably the whole Bible is in Romans 8. It stands as this crown jewel in the beauty that is Scripture, and so it's going to take us a few weeks to get there, and I'm excited for that because we can lay the foundation as the book kind of rises to this climax, to this crescendo in Romans 8, and then Paul describes gospel implications. It is controversial, though, and there are some passages, and we're going to even see that in our next episode as we get into chapter one, that it kind of confronts a lot of the things in our culture that are valued by our culture. What makes the book, in your mind, controversial?
Well, yeah, I think whenever we're confronted with something that we don't adhere to or agree with, then what we're confronted with is shining a light on what we might disagree with. At the end of the day, for those of us who follow Jesus and love Jesus, the Word of God needs to be our final authority. And so even for those of us who are followers of Jesus, we need to be confronted with the truth of what God said. And so sometimes what's intimidating about it or what is confrontational about it is that what I might, some of my presuppositions that I have, my worldview, if that's now being confronted with the Word of God, I have to make a choice. Am I going to submit to what I believe God is clearly saying in His Word, or am I going to just hang on to my own thoughts, my own worldview, and hammer through on that? And so I do think that this is an exercise of humility for us, where we say, Lord, speak to us. We want to be faithful to You. And if You've said it, then help us figure out how that, what the implications are in our lives. Today, even in our culture.
So that really needs to be our posture, is to come before it humbly, not as a weapon in our hands, but rather a surgeon's tool in the hands of Christ, carve out the things in our own lives first that need to be removed. So when He's talking about sin, and when He's talking about idolatry, and when He's talking in very kind of graphic detail about that, what you're saying is our posture is first to let it reveal our own heart before we try to defend it or use it as a weapon against our culture.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, at the end of the day, the Word of God needs to form our own hearts. It's really out of the outflow of our own heart and what God's done that we're going to have a gospel presence in our culture. And so if it's just a bunch of head knowledge and I've got all the facts together, it's going to come across, it can come across as really harsh and unloving. And that's completely the opposite of Jesus. Though He was very firm, and though maybe even people from His day would have seen some of His actions or some of His words as unloving, they weren't. They came out of a deep heart of love. And so if our hearts are impacted by the truth of God's word, then it's going to, I think by God's grace, naturally flow out of our hearts to be balm, really, to a dying world who desperately needs to hear about Jesus, the gospel, the cross, and the good news that we can find joy and satisfaction alone.
I mean, that's the end, and that's what I hope this produces in me, is a joy and a satisfaction, deep content that in Christ I'm completely secure, I'm completely safe, that I have been called righteous and that I've been called a child of God. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm really excited about this. Tell me and tell our listeners how we can prepare ourselves, to listen to the word and use this podcast, to deepen our love and trust.
No, that's a great question. I think in our, culture today, Ben, we tend to just rush. And if anything, if we've learned anything during this COVID-19 thing, is we actually need to slow down. So this is perfect. And I think as it comes to the Word of God in our life, I would encourage our listeners to just take time to read the book of Romans. I don't know what your rhythm of Bible reading is, but there's 16 chapters. You could break that down into 4 chapters a day. You could read 4 chapters. And in a week, you could have the book read and maybe read it 4 or 5 times. But what I would suggest is slow down. If you don't make 4 chapters, that's fine. Slow down, ponder, write down some observations that you're making, and then write down questions that you have. The Spirit of God wants to reveal truth to us as we open His Word. He's alive in our hearts and wants to bring His Word to life in our lives. So, It's important that we would ask questions, that we'd write down observations, and then that we'd say, Lord, now would you reveal Your truth to me? That's how I suggest we prepare.
That's so good. Is there any additional, if people wanted to study further or look at some other commentaries or resources that you would recommend?
Yeah, there are some great resources. There are some real sort of academic level commentaries by Moo and Schreiner, a little bit heavy, and they're thick. They're like 700-800 pages. that might be a bit much to bite off, but there's some really earthy kind of stuff as well. You know, Warren Wiersbe sort of was the king of just easy, earthy, devotional kind of commentary. And so his short little commentary on Romans is fantastic. And so there are some great resources there. There's great sermons out there as well. A sermon series that you could, I think Desiring God, I think John Piper did, I don't know, this might be a bit much too, but I think he did like 3 years or 4 years in the Book of Romans. So you can start slugging through that. But yeah, I would say some good commentaries would be helpful.
Okay. And maybe along the way we can recommend those to folks, especially as different writers and authors and speakers work through the text in a way that we find to be meaningful and profound. So here's the plan, folks, if you're listening. We're going to try to do a chapter per episode, and we'd like to try to release those episodes once a week. So that's 16 weeks that we'll be doing this. Podcast, since we're new to this, could range anywhere from 20 minutes to maybe 50 minutes. Steve and I will figure that as we go along. But above all, we hope that it's just encouraging to you. Our church says that we exist to declare and demonstrate the transforming power of the gospel. And that actually statement is derived directly from Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So if you're here and you're listening as someone who has placed their faith in Jesus, our hope and our prayer is that you experience that transforming power. If you're coming and you're seeking and you're exploring Christianity, we just are glad that you've also joined us. And our prayer for you is that God would do a work in your heart and bring clarity to your mind about who Jesus is, about what he's done, and the difference that that can make in your life. So we'll sign off on that for now. That'll be our teaser. And hopefully you can subscribe to the Shuswap Community Church podcast. God bless you. Talk soon.